This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. It is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. On Thursdays, I get the first hour here on the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Raw and unfiltered. A good war now. It used to be war now. Now it's raw and unfiltered. What a day I've had, man. I'll tell you. First of all, welcome to the show. Wayne will, of course, be here at the top of the hour, next hour. He'll be getting it done, as always. A lot to talk about today. But what a day, man. I did a huge event for the Salvation Army. We got a whole bunch of turkeys for Thanksgiving, etc. So it was really good. But the highlight of my day today, and maybe later on down the road I get a chance to play some of it for you, but I got a chance to talk to Julius Irving, Dr. J, today, who is really in tune with everything that goes on at the Salvation Army. So I just got to say, like, right away, I was kind of jazzed, even though it was a long, long day, literally like a 14-hour day, stumbling, bumbling out my way in here tonight. But I couldn't wait to get here to talk about some of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about today, because I was out there in the cold with the turkeys. And I'm not talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the people who are dropping off the turkeys. All right. So, the number, if you want to call in, if you want to weigh in on something, is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, and you can always email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. So, let me start with two topics here in the first couple of minutes of the opening break. We do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you about that when we get closer. But last night, we'll start with last night and the debate. Now, I don't know how much more of this snooze fest that America can take, because the ratings continue to be in the toilet for this. But in a general sense, when you take a look at the folks up on the debate stage, you can see, the one thing that you can see is really there is, except for one woman who is the one that they love to lump in as a closet Republican, the entire lot of them are no leaders in that group. They're all a bunch of sort of slimy followers. And I'll get to that in a second, because I think what we got going on here with impeachment is a sort of a two-prong approach to try to take down the president, knock him down bit by bit, sort of going after him little by little. And if you watch any of the impeachment hearings, you have seen some moments where you may have said to yourself, wow, that's interesting, or, you know, I wonder why that happened, or wow, that seems sort of incredible that went on, but not something that is going to make you jump out of the second story window, or not something that you're going to demand, pound your fist on the table and say, man, the president's got to go. He's got to go. None of that has happened yet. None of that. So what I'm saying is, you've got a group of candidates who are running for president against a very dynamic figure, very polarizing, dynamic President Trump. And the plan is, and it's been this way, I think, since he's gotten elected, is let's just fire these shots across the bow. We'll hit him every once in a while. We'll try to knock him down a little bit. We'll go with this with the Russia. We'll talk about this. We'll talk. And listen, a lot of this stuff is brought on. Trump brings it on himself. I've said this a million times. His mouth gets him in trouble with the negativity. But it's just seeming to me like more and more of a plan to bring him, or to try to bring him down, so that the Bidens or the Sanders or the Warrens or the Buttigiegs, whoever ends up being the ultimate nominee down the road, will actually have a fighting chance against Donald Trump. And as it sits right now, I don't know if any of those can stand toe-to-toe on the stage with Donald Trump. And I'm not even saying Donald Trump's some master debater. The only one of this group that are running that maybe are tough enough as far as the toughest nails to go toe to toe him is Tulsi Gabbard, and she is hated now by her own crew. I mean, Buttigieg is slippery enough, maybe, I think, to stand there and sort of take the slings and arrows. But, I mean, Biden can barely finish a sentence without screwing up. Sanders is falling like a stone. And listen, Warren has hit her peak, and now she's going to start to backtrack. I don't think there's any question about that. So the reason why I bring that up, I do think it's in concert with what's going on in the impeachment hearings. And as I was watching, I didn't watch today because I was busy. But as I was watching yesterday, I said to myself, as it was happening, I'm like, the hearing should end now. After Congressman Jordan gets the witness to back up to the point where he sounded like a bumbling idiot, and I want to play that for you here, is that I was screaming at the TV, just bang the gavel and say, let's all go home and stop wasting the time. Chris, can you play that?
When did President Zelensky announce that the investigation was going to happen? On page 14, you said this. Was there a quid pro quo? Today's your opening statement. As I testified previously, with regard to a requested White House call, White House meeting, the answer is yes, that there needed to be a public statement from President Zelensky. When the chairman asked you about the security assistance dollars, you said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did. They got the call July 25th. They got the meeting, not in the White House, but in New York on September 25th. They got the money on September 11th. When did the meeting happen again?
Never did.
You don't know who was in the meeting?
Which meeting are you referring to?
The meeting that never happened. Who was in it? You know how Zelensky announced it? Did he tweet it? Did he do a press statement? Did he do a press conference? You know how that happened? I mean, you got all three of them wrong. They get the call, they get the meeting, they get the money. It's not 2 plus 2, it's 0 for 3. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. And you told Mr. Castor that the president never told you that the announcement had to happen to get anything. In fact, he didn't just not tell you that. He explicitly said the opposite. The gentleman from Texas just read it. You said to the President of the United States, what do you want from Ukraine? The President, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. I want him to do what he ran on.
That's a mic drop right there.
What did he run on, Ambassador Sondland?
Transparency.
And dealing with corruption, right?
That's right.
Mr. Castor raised another important point. Why didn't you put that statement in your opening statement? I think you said you couldn't fit it in. Is that right? You said we might be here for 46 minutes instead of 45 minutes.
It wasn't purposeful, trust me.
Wasn't purposeful?
No.
Couldn't fit it in a 23-page opener. The most important statement about the subject matter at hand, the President unites in a direct conversation with you about the issue at hand, and the President says, let me read it one more time. What do you want from Ukraine, Mr. President? I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want this new guy, brand new guy in politics, his party just took over. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. I want him to run on and do what he ran on, which is deal with corruption. And you can't find time to fit that in a 23-page opening statement.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that's a mic drop, right? That should be gavel down. Let's all go home. Order pizza. We'll watch, you know, Thursday night football if it was tonight, and go about our business, and we'll try to get Trump at the ballot box. I mean, isn't it? That's a mic drop. Where else during the entire testimony or the testimonies have you heard a three-minute segment that's even remotely like that? You haven't. You just haven't. So I was watching that. I know he came out, Ambassador Sondland came out, sort of swinging in a different direction, sort of swinging at Donald Trump with the quid pro quo statement as he opened it up. But when he was questioned again by Congressman Jordan, it completely fell apart. So if you're a Trump fan, as I know most of you are, I mean, that is a throw your, you know, hats in the air, sombreros, and celebrate, because that's what that moment is as far as yesterday goes. And even last night, when I was watching Dopey CNN, they were even backpedaling to a certain respect, where they were coming to the conclusion where, well, if the Republicans at least admit that there was something wrong, he did something wrong, but it's not enough to get bounced out of office. So, listen, we're going to get ups and downs and ebbs and flows during this entire testimony scenario, but that moment, that 2 minutes of audio I just played for you, that sort of speaks for itself, guys. That says it all. And that's the game. To me, that's the game changer so far. I've been waiting for this moment that was going to move the needle, and I've been waiting for that needle to be moved towards the side of the Democrats, because you're waiting for somebody that they know is going to have something to say, that's going to say, ooh, when a woo the American people, wow, well, maybe he shouldn't have did that. But to me, what the ambassador said yesterday solidifies the scenario that we're, at least everybody on the right is thinking that, you know, maybe, again, maybe the president sort of colored outside the lines, but man, not enough. Not enough to send the guy home. Not enough to impeach him. Not enough to waste our time and money and energy, period. End of story. And on top of all that, listen, we go back to the candidates that are running for the presidency from the Democrats. They're a bunch of clowns. So, honest to God, I mean, the winners last night, according to most outlets, were Buttigieg and Klobuchar. Klobuchar has no chance to be president. And I can see Buttigieg actually, if he runs the early table, actually gaining momentum, because he's a different egg, if you will, to the other one. So maybe he can get enough steam and actually make it a little while during this whole campaign season. Anyway, we'll see. My name is Lee Elsie. The first hour on Thursdays. Happy to do it. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll be back in a few minutes. Pick around.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And your keyboard, and your expense reports, and her stress balls, and
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, that's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root for the first hour here on Thursday nights, USA Radio Network. Love doing it every single Thursday. Next Thursday, though, is Thanksgiving, so gobble, gobble. I'll fill in on Wednesday instead of Thursday, but we'll still spend some time together as always. I wouldn't want to do it any other way. So just a couple minutes away from the world of politics, if you don't mind. I mean, I know we talk about politics all the time, and I've been talking about politics nonstop all day long. So just a couple things that sort of were in my my vision, if you will, in my purview that I didn't get a chance to talk about today. Well, first of all, one is, how frustrating it is, by the way? This happened to me today. So I made a math error, and I never make math errors. In fact, I went to the bank, and I was all upset because I had a check that essentially bounced, right? So I wrote a check that I gave to my wife, and I get all fired up, right? So I don't like it when things like that go wrong for me, like go haywire. I think I'm really a type 1 personality when it comes to that kind of stuff, and like maybe germs and stuff like that. I think I'm type 1 when it comes to those two things. So I go storming into the bank today, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, that they screwed up. So I'm sitting down. First, I go to the teller, and they can see that there's steam coming out of my ears. And she sends me off to some other woman that I've never met. I've had a problem with this bank in the past before, so the relationship isn't as rosy as you might think. So I go in there, and I sit down, and she prints out all the transactions for the last 2 months, and we start going one by one. And then what happened is there was a mistake. My credit card made a mistake. I sent them a check for X, and they actually only applied Y, but that's something that didn't really affect the final outcome. The point is I made a math error that caused me to be a few dollars short. And so when I had my wife cashed the check or whatever she was doing with the money that I gave her, it bounced, right? So now I'm like mortified there in the bank saying, yeah, I made a mistake. So there was this old couple that I don't know if they were getting ready to take out a loan or whatever. They were sitting there, so I stood up because, you know, you make a mockery out of yourself. You try to make some people laugh. I'm like, yes, yes, I am a fool. And I went, I made my first mistake of all time. Anyway, it was funny because the old couple were laughing really hard because it was, but I made a mistake. So now what ends up happening is it's like chaos. It's like one thing leads to another and leads to another and leads to another. So even a couple dollar small mistake a month ago, and now it's got that trickle-down effect. It's like dominoes. So every other thing that happened to me since that one check has been all, you know, it's been a screw job. So anyway, I was dealing with that today too. I saw this video of parents harassing an umpire at a youth baseball game. Maybe you guys have seen it because it's gone viral. The poor umpire, right? And this is like a 12-year-old Little League game. It's in Newport Beach, California. And the umpire is getting berated by these obnoxious parents. And the umpire's like, I don't know, maybe in his 30s. And you realize when you're doing a game, if you're an umpire for a youth game like that, you're making maybe $20, maybe $25 to do that game. And the Little League games and the younger kid games are, for an umpire, it's, for the most part, it's hell. Because the baseball's really not that good. The games last forever. Every other pitch is, you know, it's in the dirt or off the backstop. So these umpires, it's a miracle that more of them don't do this, but apparently, like, right in the middle of the game, they just kept yelling these just brutal things at him, so he walked off. He threw the balls on the ground, and he walked off. I just thought it was funny. I said, I've been waiting for someone to do it, and I've never seen anybody do it, but I guess I've seen somebody do it now, which I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of funny. Also, I was talking to somebody else. I have random conversations. A lot of times I have conversations with my dog. But I was talking, and back to my wife real quick. My wife leaves stuff in the refrigerator like way past the time they should. And I was talking to my friend about how long you go before you not drink milk from the refrigerator. To me, it's like the same day. The expiration date is today. I'm not drinking it today. My wife, I swear, she'll drink stuff or leave stuff in the refrigerator for a month. It's gross. Yeah, exactly. Gross. Well, not milk, but other stuff. All right, listen, I got to get to the bottom of the hour. Lowell Ponte, he's been on with me before. He's a very smart cat. And we'll talk a little bit about Bloomberg running for president and what that means and how to go about it and last night's debate and all that goes along with Lowell Ponte. He's a very smart guy. We'll have him on here next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee says Donald Trump has endured extraordinary attacks since he first announced his campaign for president.
What you've seen in this room over the past 2 weeks is a show trial. The planned result of 3 years of political operations and dirty tricks. Campaigns waged against this president.
At the end of the fifth day of the public impeachment hearings, California Republican Devin Nunes called it a vast smear campaign as well. The lawmakers will now head home for the Thanksgiving holiday and not be back. Investors are tiring of the back-and-forth news on a possible trade deal with China. There were fresh reports of a possible delay in phase one of the trade deal, and Reuters says the deal may not happen until after the first of the year. Anyways, at the closing bell, the Dow lost 55 points to finish at 27,766, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsoring the segment, the show Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate. I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217 anywhere in the United States. Tell them where it sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsey filling in again. It's not really a fill-in. They give me the first hour on Thursdays, which is an honor and a privilege. And as always, we'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show. And Wayne will be on at the top of the hour. You can reach me, by the way. Email me. We've got some great listeners across the entire country emailing me on a regular basis, and I can't thank them enough. My email address is leeelseyradio@gmail.com. And I thank you all, whether you're out there in Vegas or Dallas or Reno or even over here in Long Island. We appreciate each and every one of you. I am sitting in the studios here in Connecticut, and we're going to go out to one of our good pals, Lowell Ponte. The great withdrawal is one we can maybe get into a little bit. But first, Lowell, good afternoon. How are you?
I am well. Good to be with you. Thanks for the invite.
Now, I was going to give you the whole your whole like sort of resume, but it would take the entire time because you've done so many things, written so many books, and
it's boring too.
A gentleman and a scholar. But we were talking off the air how you're sitting in California and I'm sitting here in Connecticut. I'm freezing, and you know you're just kind of relaxing in 72. Well, actually, it's raining today, right?
It's raining today, but you have to understand the two easiest jobs in all of broadcasting are to be the sportscaster and the weather person in San Diego. Because all you ever have to say is it's 72 degrees again today, and our team lost. And that's the sum total right there. Yeah, I mean, you can tape your broadcast years in advance.
Yeah. Are you upset that the Chargers are leaving for L.A.? Does that bother you, or that they left for L.A.?
You mean the team that has a magic gift for pulling defeat out of the jaws of victory?
Are you a Philip Rivers fan or no?
Well, he's very talented, but this is the same thing that happened in the days of Air Coryell.
Yeah, that was fun.
That is, the quarterback does amazing things. He throws for 48 points passing.
Yeah.
But the team gives away 50 points.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And Philip Rivers is in that tradition.
It just seems to me that L.A. is just not built for two football teams, and it's just not going to be a good fit. I bet you that if they're not there in 5 years, they'll find another home. That's my prediction. I could be wrong. But they were talking to them about what? They were talking actually about London for a little while maybe. So, but you're not here to talk about sports.
Yeah.
You're here to talk about other
things. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here to serve you.
I want to talk about Bloomberg being president and running for president and what it means and how it changes the dynamic. I want to start with that. I don't know if you watched the debate last night. It was another snooze fest, but does Blumenthal spice
it was,
it up?
But I do want to send our prayers and good wishes out to Amy Klobuchar. I mean, she was trembling. She had this weird palsy look as if she had Parkinson's disease whenever she spoke.
Yeah.
It was really scary. Also, whatever happened to Julian Castro?
Yeah, what happened to him?
I don't know. He's just
did he not make the cut? Did he not make the
I
cut
guess
last
not.
Time?
And instead of journalists, they have the questioning done by people like Rachel Maddow, whose most important question was, is it okay to chant, lock him up, about Donald Trump?
I was waiting for what's your favorite color to follow that one. But no, I listen, there's only one on stage. I don't know how you feel about it. I keep singing her praises, and I know people are probably sick of it, but I am a Tulsi Gabbard fan. I know maybe her policies don't match up with a conservative mindset, but I just think that I think she's ready to flip, if you will, and I know that her and Kamala Harris went at it last night, but I wouldn't be shocked if she was a Republican in 2 years, let's put it that way.
Well, they had to do this preemptive attack on her a couple of weeks ago in which they said, you're really setting it up to become a third-party candidate, and therefore you're going to damage us that way. I mean, they're trying to hem her out, and then, of course, they gave her almost no time to speak at all last night.
Of course not, yeah.
It was like they had seven people on stage instead of ten.
Yeah, well, they got to make sure they shine the light on the ones that they think have a chance to win, even though I think Biden just looks worse. Like, he makes, like, these sort of mild gains, and Elizabeth Warren had that moment of where she was on the top, and now she's backsliding, and they thought Biden was going to take over, but I Biden just doesn't look like he can make it the distance to me.
No, he really doesn't, and he seems not able to raise very much money either, as far as that's concerned. Which, of course, is the mother's milk of politics. And if you can't do that, what can you do?
Well, that leads us to what you wanted to talk about today, which is Bloomberg. I mean, I was going to say Blumenthal. Bloomberg. And, you're talking about a guy who can buy and sell our president 10 times over with the amount of money that he has.
Sure. According to pollster Frank Luntz, this is a guy who has more money than God. So does that make him God or not is the question. Yeah. Apparently he is going to run, even though he didn't even bother registering to be a candidate in New Hampshire, because he's going to bypass all the early primaries.
Right.
For vote selections. He's going to wait for, March 3rd, the Super Tuesday, in which 14 states will all vote at once. He'll use his money to try to sweep California, which is based on very heavy dollar advertising. And it'll be an interesting contest to see. But the other problem is, because he's using only his own money and has pledged to do that, he cannot technically qualify under the Democrat Party rules to be in the debates. One of the qualifications is you have to show that you're bringing in so many dollars from so many different little donors. And if he's not going to do that, he can't be in the debates.
Will there be a point in time, if he's still in it, if there's three of them, four of them down the road, that they would bend those rules? You would have to think they would, right?
I would think so, yeah. Otherwise, you're just leaving him out of the debate, and people are asking, why are you doing that?
Right.
But Bloomberg, like Trump, he is kind of the Democrat version of Trump, in that these are people rich enough that they can just be as eccentric as they wish. They can be half right and half left. They can be half up and half down. And so Bloomberg's greatest achievement had been this stop and frisk policy in New York City, which actually did drive down crime in the city very dramatically.
Absolutely.
The only problem is, having done that, he now had to apologize for it. He had to renounce the best thing he'd ever done policy-wise. But the irony is, the people who are after Bloomberg they love him because he's a gun control nut. He wants to take away everybody's gun. But how do you do that? Oh, you stop and frisk people on the streets.
Right.
And they don't want any stopping and frisking on the streets. So they want to get rid of guns, but they don't want to follow any policy that would actually do it.
Yeah, well, it took... New York went from... almost 3,000 murders when Rudy took over, then Bloomberg took over after that, down to 300 or something like that when they did the stop and frisk, stop talking frisk, whatever.
Yeah, stop questioning.
Questioning frisk, yeah. That's what it was. But, I mean, here's the thing. Why would somebody who is completely bankrolling his own campaign, why does a person like that even listen to the Democrats? Why would he even do that? I mean, they're not going to like him anyway. He's got his own money. He's not going to have to go out and get donors. Why would he bend like that?
Because he wants an organization. He wants a group of people who already think of themselves as belonging to an organization. That means they automatically will vote for him, I guess. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you have to persuade each person individually. Then again, the Libertarian Party would do much better if it had a name that didn't have five syllables. I mean, this is a difficulty. You can't ask people to think too much.
No.
That's probably what Bloomberg is counting on. Meanwhile, though, what are we going to do with a candidate who believes he's going to control how many ounces of soda drink you can drink, how much salt you can have, how many trans fats you can eat, or you can smoke a cigarette, and so on? I mean, I know the Democrat trend, in fact, the political trend in general, is to infantilize everybody. But people don't like being told that they're a child. They just like being a child.
Right.
And Bloomberg was constantly telling everybody that they were children and he was the adult and he knew better and he would order every little thing of their lives. It was rather like the communist Chinese policy of social credit. You know, you were overheard by one of our automatic devices saying something bad about the party. So now when you go to get that kidney surgery, you're not going to be able to get it. And when you try to get that plane ticket out of the country, you're not going to be able to get it, and so on.
Lopati. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was going to say, Lopati is our guest. We love having him on. He's very smart and funny, and we like that sarcastic human. I want to ask you real quick, because we only got about 40 seconds, is if he throws, Bloomberg throws, you know, $1 billion at the race, does that make him dangerous?
Dangerous?
Can he win it?
Well, the traditional question the Bulgarians then ask is, dangerous to whom? Sure, he'll be dangerous to somebody.
Well, I mean, can he win the Democrat nomination if he throws that much money at it, a commercial every 10 minutes on TV?
Given the candidates he's running against, he might.
I agree with that. All right, listen, we'll take a quick break. We'll keep low through the break, and we'll talk a little bit more. He's always good to talk. We'll talk a little bit maybe about the impeachment hearings and what's happening with all that, and we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All righty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it through the whole show. What do I do the minute it starts getting hoarse? I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free, the book, The Silver Miracle, free. By telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, we are back again. This is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Get the first hour here on Thursdays. Our good pal Lowell Ponte is joining us. He's kind enough to wait through the break and wait on hold. Lowell, what books are we trying to get folks to get out there and take a look at?
Oh, well, my goodness, Craig Smith and I, you see him about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. We've done our seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. The good news is you don't have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon to get it. You, as a Wayne Allen Root listener, can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It won't cost you a penny. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492. No cost, no obligation. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, I forgot to mention a couple of things about Michael Bloomberg. When we say he's rich, remember, Donald Trump is a billionaire, but he's only the 259th wealthiest person in the United States. By comparison, Bloomberg is worth roughly $52.3 billion. He is the ninth richest person in the country, right behind Wayne Allen Root, and the 14th wealthiest person in the world. So he does have serious money to put out. What is the, how did he get this money? Well, basically by developing a computer transmission system that is the basis of his having these major media networks. He's a media baron, in a sense.
Sure.
Now, with all that money, he was once boasting of his computer system to male and female employees, and he explained that his computer system can do anything, including perform oral sex on people. I guess, said Bloomberg, quoting before these employees, that puts a lot of you girls out of business.
Did he really say that?
Well, according to the New York Times on November 14th, yeah.
I did not see that. I missed that story. Wow.
Bloomberg's team calls his crude remarks on women wrong. So that's a winning item in his favor.
Oh, goodness.
He also has all kinds of other little eccentricities. I mean, when we say he's a gun freak, we mean he has actually sent New York private detectives, public detectives, down to gun stores in South Carolina and North Carolina to monitor the New Yorkers who come in to buy ammo and guns.
Right.
That's fun. And let's see, what else has he done? Well, he is, of course, an anti-statist in every sense of the word. Oh, he's a defender of Israel, even though he's a non-practicing Jew. He opposes the boycott, divest, and sanction movement that's trying to bankrupt Israel economically. But that will be a problem in the Democratic Party, which is increasingly anti-Semitic and in favor of bankrupting Israel. So that could be a little rough on him. In other words, he offends a lot of key constituents in the Democratic Party, including women.
Right. I, obviously. I mean, I'm not that I'm concerned about him, but the money that somebody like him could, if he really, really wanted to throw it at the race, I mean, literally every other commercial you see on television, or he's got, like I said, he's got his own media outlet, he could blanket the entire country with nothing but Bloomberg stuff over and over again.
He has enough money, in theory, that he could buy every available ad spot on every significant station and network from now till Election Day.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. I doubt that he'd be allowed to by the Federal Election Commission, but he could. He has the money to do it.
All right. Lowell Ponte is our guest. It's always a great pleasure to talk with him. I want to ask you real quick before we run out of time. To me, I thought that Congressman Jim Jordan hit a home run yesterday when he had the ambassador back up a little bit. Your quick thoughts on that?
Oh, I think he's done tremendous work in this regard. And a lot of these witnesses, it's been shown, they're only in hearsay, in secondhand information, that they really will not condemn Trump for.
Well, listen, Lowell, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next time. And, again, I thank you, as always, for coming on and elevating the level of conversation.
Okay, Thanksgiving to you.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. See, I bring the level of conversation, like, down towards the sewer, and Lowell, he brings it up, you know, towards the streetlights. Good stuff. Listen, I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's ready to rock and roll. My thanks to Chris for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Next Wednesday, I'll see you guys right here on the radio. Keep it here. It is the USA Radio Network. See you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.